You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court.
Fuel prices across the country are continuing to rise, and concerns over a potential fuel shortage are growing. In response, the government has announced the National Fuel Response Plan late last week. The plan has four stages named Watchful, Precautionary, Managed and Protected. The last two remain under consultation, and we're currently under only the first. Analysts have criticised the plan for being vague, especially in the later stages, and the early stages have been criticised for not doing enough. The watchful stage, the first, involves increased monitoring, data publications, coordination, and an ad campaign encouraging people to reduce fuel consumption. The government has responded to most critiques by comparing its response to that of the previous Labour government to COVID-19, which they've repeatedly criticised. They say government intervention is the wrong way to deal with a crisis, an idea which many in the public have questioned. For our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party, Simon Court, I asked him about the fuel crisis, what the government is doing, and how the previous government plays into all of this. The fuel crisis seems to be occupying a lot of space in at least our political discussions at the moment. What is the government offering to people to support with increased prices?
So from 7th April, around 143,000 working families, I understand, with children will get an extra $50 a week to help, and that's through the in-work tax credit. And around about a further 14,000 working families will get a slightly smaller payment. And the aim of this is so that low to middle income working families with children who are not on a main benefit receive targeted and temporary support to deal with their energy and cost of living issues associated with the increase in the cost of the supply of fuel into New Zealand.
And as diesel gets more expensive, we're not only seeing price increases at the pump where this support is designed to assist people, but also in supermarkets and other retailers across the country as the cost of transporting goods goes up. Is the government open to providing more financial support if we start seeing cost pressures in other areas as well, or maybe other policies designed at addressing that?
Well, you make a good point. And in the design of the support policy, the government had considered different options. One could be to, say, reduce the excise tax paid on diesel or petrol at the pump, which is all about liquid fuel and subsidising people who use cars. But the point you made is entirely accurate, that the cost of diesel means that harvesting the food, you know, farmers' tractors use diesel, transporting it to supermarkets and so on, you know, all adds into the cost of living. And that is why providing an extra $50 a week to families with children who are working through in-work tax credit seemed to be a much more practical and constructive way of delivering support to people who are experiencing, you know, the additional cost of fuel in so many different ways, not just at the pump.
And the government's been a bit flip-floppy on how serious this crisis has been. Nicola Willis was out at the start saying she was very confident. Then she came around and said, well, there were some concerns. And the government's now unveiled its fuel alert system. What, I guess, do you make of the current situation? Is there cause for alarm in the New Zealand public? Is this something that's going to be over soon? What should people be focusing on?
Well, in terms of security of supply, the amount of fuel that New Zealand has on hand is relatively or almost unchanged since the United States and Israel commenced their military operation. And what we have seen is an increase of prices, which reflects essentially the fuel company's assessment of risk. Because while supply is not yet constrained into the New Zealand market, the risk that it might be shows up at the price of the pump. So it's important that government has a plan to deal with any potential risk to security of supply, and that's what the alert level plan that Minister Willis announced last week is meant to do. But right now, you know, the ship's on the way, our tanks are full. New Zealanders are experiencing increased costs, whether to their business or to their household, and that's why this government is focused on helping those families and households that need it most through targeted temporary support and, you know, to be clear, funded from within our existing operating allowance. This government is not borrowing money to help people. We are making trade-offs between other things that we could fund or wish to fund and actually helping families at this time.
Some analysts are looking at the government's current fuel restriction policy and maybe questioning it a little bit, looking to some of our allies or some of our providers who are already enacting stricter fuel restrictions than we're seeing here, and also looking forward to Easter weekend, which historically in New Zealand sees a lot of petrol usage coming up, and maybe that'll disrupt some of the government's figures a little bit. Are you confident in, or I guess what would you say to these analysts who are saying maybe New Zealand isn't taking a strong enough approach out of the gate to addressing fuel insecurity?
Well, I've seen lots of commentary, lots of people in the media wishing to go back to the days of lockdowns and, you know, 1 p.m. press conferences and, you know, governments telling people where they're allowed to go and when to stay home and put a teddy in the window. That is not this government's ethos. Those people were kicked out because Kiwis were sick of them. What they do need is for their government to plan to make sure that fuel is on the way and that our supplies are there, particularly for essential services. That's what the plan is for. But if you compare the way that New Zealand's government is responding to, say, other countries, the Philippines, for example, they rely almost exclusively on imported oil for all of their electricity and heating and other industrial activities. We're very fortunate in New Zealand that on some days, you know, 100% of our electricity is generated by renewables. We're in quite a different situation. And it's important that, you know, if people are concerned, they can be confident fuel's on the way. We've got a plan in the event that, you know, supply is disrupted. And, you know, there's economic support coming for Kiwi families. But because of the trade-offs the government's made, you know, we're not borrowing to provide that support, the support they get will not add to inflation and make things worse. That's something this government is absolutely focused on.
You say that people should be confident in the government because of this, these announcements that have been put out. However, if we look at phase 3 and 4 of the fuel alert system, those are still under consultation. And especially with phase 4, when it talks about rules in place to ensure fair distribution of fuel and ensuring that critical services remain funded. When we think about those critical services, as we discussed earlier, that's things involving diesel, so moving goods from place to place, ensuring people can access things at supermarkets. Should we be confident if these, you know, are still getting consulted on, if the plans aren't out yet, they aren't available? There's, I mean, an understandable level of scepticism when this information isn't available, right?
Well, you only have to contrast it to the previous government during COVID, which locked Auckland down, put an artificial border around Auckland and said, truckies, you're going to need to obtain a pass to come and go from Auckland and show your papers at the border, send all the cops to Auckland's regional border and left our cities and towns and suburbs like where I live in West Auckland basically at the mercy of gang members roaming around on motorcycles with no helmets. And you know, so you know, I think New Zealand businesses, the transport sector, manufacturers would be quite happy to be consulted on what the plan might look like rather than have it made up in a minister's office in a panic. So, look, consultation's a good thing if it means that when the plan is finalised, it actually addresses all the risks that need to be managed in a fair way.
You've been comparing this a lot to the government's COVID response, and obviously these are two things responding to different issues, but it's very hard to avoid that comparison when it's a national response to a significant crisis that's showing up. You criticise the response, but at the time when the government was responding to COVID, it was intensely popular. I mean, in the 2020 election, we saw some of the biggest voter turnout and some of the biggest mandate for a government that New Zealand has ever seen. When the COVID lockdowns were happening, the public was confident that the government knew what they were doing. We had up-to-date information every day. We had regular announcements. We had plans put in front of us to look at. This government is going down a different path, and we can see that the public is less confident. A lot of people don't know the extent of the fuel crisis. People don't know what's going on. Is this, I mean, you've mentioned that it's an intentional decision from the government to not go down that same path, but is this something that worries the government, that people don't know what's going on, people are not confident in where we're going as a country?
Well, I think what is a worry, it should be a worry for all New Zealanders, is scaremongering and people in the media and commentators who actually don't have much to add, weighing in and saying we need some kind of plan. You know, as I saw recently in the newspaper, that looks like lockdowns and carless days and telling people when and how to drive. But in the end, you know, the price of fuel is a very strong signal to people to drive less. I was out and about in Auckland yesterday, and I was surprised at how light the traffic was on the road. So I think Kiwis are responding to the price signal first. And then, let's just go back to COVID. The first couple of months of COVID, it was quite clear during a global pandemic, the government needed to take a precautionary approach. But by the time you got to the last Auckland lockdown, not only were people fed up with it, it didn't make any sense to isolate Auckland from the rest of the country, where 40% of the economy is, over 50% of our imports come in. It was deeply unpopular. And I'll tell you how unpopular it was. When Kiwis had a chance to vote out that Labor Green government, they voted it out and they sent them to the opposition benches, and they've returned to the coalition parties, including ACT, into government. So we're taking a measured approach. We're thinking really deeply and carefully about what the impacts would be of different types of controls and different on different sectors. And you know what you'll see when the plan is finalised is something that that shows a fair, reasonable response to the level of risk to New Zealand's security of supply when it comes to liquid fuels like diesel.
That was the ACT Party's Simon Court speaking to me about the fuel crisis, what the government's doing about it, and how the previous government's COVID response relates.
That was Simon Court from the ACT Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.